there was somebody called David at some stage. I don't know if you know any David, but there was David going to play a part in your life. And you're also going to have something to do with a barrister and a solicitor, because there's somebody in law. You're having something to do with some documents there that's getting signed in the near future. And you're going to be involved with somebody there that's either in a pub or a hotel or a boarding house, because there's something to do with some property there, or somebody's going to be negotiating to put a deposit on a property. This seems to be outside the town, so it might be 20 or 30 miles outside where you live. It seems to be like in a scrub, you know, as if you're buying land or something, or somebody wants to build something there. There must be a new franchise or a new car or something new you're getting there, because there's a new agency. I don't know if you can get a new agency, but there's something new you're taking on at some stage there in the near future. I also feel you have to watch your back, because there is a bit of tension or tightness with the back there at some stage. And you should have glasses for reading, because there's a slight strain or a drain. Probably the right eye is worse than the left, because there's a bit of a strain there. There is somebody in your family tree that's had trouble with the eyes at some stage, or somebody there that's had a cataracts or retina trouble. Might have been a long time ago, could have been an uncle or something, but somebody had a bad eye there. I also get somebody flying in a light aircraft, just to be careful. You're hearing about somebody in an accident in a light aircraft. There's somebody going to be buying a helicopter, I don't know why, but you're going to be associated with somebody with a helicopter at some stage. You're going to watch below the navel, there's a bit of tension, or you can hear a wee bit of rupture trouble there, or strain, so you have to be careful there. I get a figure of nearly $61,000 coming to you within a five, could be 5 weeks, 5 months, or 5 years. There is gold or something in your head, something to do with your consortium, because there seems to be like lumps, if it's no gold, it might be tin or something, but there's something you're looking at, or something new you're going to be looking at some stage there in the near future. I also get an Andrew, I get an Elizabeth, a Margaret, and a Christine, all going to play parts in your life. You're having something to do with somebody that's in politics, or somebody that's a politician at some stage. There is also something to do with somebody it's trying to get into politics, or trying to get into Parliament at some stage there. You're also in a dispute or an argument with somebody there that's got a claim. You're in an argument with something over something. You're getting to court, you're suing somebody. There's two people seem to be owe you money, either for cards you've let out or something, because there's monies outstanding and monies you're trying to get back at some stage. But I feel that you'll achieve a lot. I see 1980, 81 and 82 being better years for you. I get overseas travel. I don't know what you want to get New Zealand for, but you're going to visit New Zealand at some stage. You will also go to Tasmania. Somebody wants you to get to Tasmania. You get what's the back of your neck, because there's a bit of tension or tightness there at some stage, and you're getting something done with your tooth or inside your mouth. You're getting some work done there at some stage. You're also getting some x-rays and a blood test, but you should be okay. I also get a problem with one of the legs, as if you're hit. Trouble with your knee or fluid in the knee at some stage, so you have to be careful. I feel you'll live to be in your 70s. You're going to get left monies twice during your lifetime. There's somebody leaving you some monies during your lifetime. There is also somebody there called Gilbert. There's a Graham and a John Strong there with you. There's a man that wears a chain. He might be a mayor or somebody there that's in politics. Could be in the Masonic. There's a large dinner or something you're getting asked to go to. I don't know when you'll have the time. And you seem to be buying new boots, as if you're buying long boots or something, or there might be. And there's equipment that's like shuffles or picks or something you're buying, so you must be either trying to get a claim or wanting to go down a mine, and it's like a telescope or a microscope. You're looking at something through a microscope. I don't know if you're interested in butterflies or what it is, but you're going to be collecting something. There's like, it might be coins or it could be stamps, but there's something you're looking at, something you're putting under a microscope. There is also somebody looking at land over a period. You seem to be looking through like a telescope or something, that you're viewing land there. There is something to do with somebody, you say you're not interested in diamonds, but you're hearing about somebody that's in the diamond field, or somebody has something to do with diamonds at some stage there. There is going to be a find, somebody's going to strike a lot of gold close to you, within 20 miles of where you live. You're also going to hear about a big fire. There's a big building burning the ground. It's not yours, but you're hearing about a big building. I feel you should get all your places insured. There's somebody trying to break and enter at some stage, or somebody trying to break in, so make sure you've got alarms and things on your buildings. But no, I feel things is good. This Christmas, I feel, should be a lot better than last Christmas. You'll do better, I feel, with silver than gold, because silver's going to really go up. And I also see you having something to do with tin. You might even have something to do with what beans are selling, as if you might be buying beans, or as if you might be buying cattle at some stage, or dealing in cattle. You know, buying and selling cattle at some stage, it's something to do with cattle. I get a property or a farm, or somebody's buying a farm, or somebody's putting something on a farm. But no, you'll get there. Now you can ask your questions, and we'll see if we can give you answers to any questions you may have, anything at all.
It's interesting, the hotel aspect, because it's something we didn't mention on the plane.
No.
Last night there was no suggestion that on a
hotel.
Well, indirectly we've got we sort of act as an agent.
Yeah.
Would it be involved?
Well,
in
it could
that
be quite easily, yeah, definitely. Because that's strong.
It's about the only hotel that
Oh, well, you think something to do with that, because it's strong, definitely.
Mm.
Definitely strong.
Does that mean someone will probably buy it over
but you get an interest or something to do with it at some stage there.
Will we have a continuing interest in it, or will this be the end of it?
Oh, no, you'll continue with it, definitely. You'll also get hit and watch your back. You'll get in trouble with your back, though.
Yeah.
I get three children coming around here, but it could be nephews and nieces. You don't necessarily have to
I've got four.
You've got four, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's three. You don't get a boy with 15, do you?
He's, well, yeah, I do.
He doesn't want to be the law or anything, does he? But I get somebody driving fast cars, they want to be a racing driver.
I see.
There's also, you've got a girl, because you've got a girl wanting to be a veterinary. It's something to do with medicine, though.
Could be.
But more like, you know, nursing, veterinary, animals.
Yeah.
And there's a girl who wants to,
do you think the girl is interested in that?
There is a girl who should also be interested in music at some stage, because there's somebody who's musically attired there at some stage. You should have a child that needs a bit of help at times, could be a bit slow, needs motivation, needs a bit of a push on, you know. I feel your wife should have lost two children though. I don't know if she miscarried, but I feel there should have been at least six. You never lost any of them?
No.
Oh, well, not to worry, because I felt there should be six around there for some reason.
Yeah.
Right, there's somebody, Elizabeth, comes strong with you. I don't know who Elizabeth is, but there's Elizabeth playing a part at some stage.
Yeah.
Well, not to worry, it could come later, you know. You never lost anybody over 18 months ago. Felt it should have been a death or a passing. Yeah. Somebody in the family tree at some stage. I feel that somebody should have had twins, because there's something to do with twins there at some stage.
No.
Yeah.
So.
Well, not to worry, it could be, you know. There is somebody there. It's, you've got a kid that's getting trouble with an eye at some stage. I don't know if there's an accident in their eye, but there's somebody in trouble with their eye at some stage. Didn't have in the past, will have it in the future.
Yeah.
And there's one of your children can't take penicillin because it rejects, you know, the body rejects it. Certain types of drugs they can't take.
Yeah.
But they should. I also get somebody breathing as if they've got like asthma or bronchitis at some stage there. Somebody had a bit of a problem, but no, they should be okay. I don't get any tragedies with the kids.
Yeah.
One of them might want to be a pilot though, because they get planes. There's flying. Something like that could be possible, because where you are, they could fly a lot, so you know, just go in and out. But no, you'll get
there. Think you might have a career in aviation?
In aviation, or an engineer to do with, you know, a science, you know.
Connected with aviation.
To do with that, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I get somebody wanting with radios or television or wanting to have something to do with computers or that type of thing, you know.
Yeah.
Working on both of these things. There should be a big birthday party before the end of the year. Somebody's birthday coming up. You've got some kid's 21st birthday this year, and there's somebody quite close to you getting engaged. You're hearing about somebody being engaged at some stage there. I feel the future's good for you. I feel that next year there should be a lot more better profits than this year for some reason.
Yeah.
There must be signs that come into it's going to help you greatly.
I feel like it's about time.
Yeah, well, I feel that things are going a bit slow, you know.
Yeah.
But definitely they'll work out. No problem.
Yeah. What gave you the clue about the bad back or?
I just feel that. I feel just the trouble with either the joints or the back. You said that was hurt there, but you still have a bit of rheumatism or arthritis, because one of your knees has got a bit of arthritis in it. But if it's very damp, you know, you tend to walk with that at times. I haven't seen you, but sometimes if it's very cold, you have trouble with that back.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you've ever had kidney trouble, but there seems to be trouble right across, because you have to be careful then. You know? Other than that, it's pretty solid, you know? Like, it's going to be good for you.
How do you see the economic, the Australian?
Australia, as I say, hard budget. I feel a hard budget. As I said, you felt gold would go up, silver, minerals would start going up.
Mm.
I'll tell you who are watching buying Antet shares. Who is buying the Antet shares?
Right.
Yeah. I would say Murdoch's buying the Antet shares, because he wants to buy Channel 10 and then Channel O.
Yeah.
If he gets it right, the ANZET shares, he'll sell the ANZET shares back to ANZET for Channel O Television.
Yeah.
I looked at it this morning. It's the only person I can see could be buying.
It sounds the logical
position. That's me, limited, you know?
Right.
Definitely. Yeah. But you ever get sore throats? I get trouble with your throat.
No, sir.
Well, be careful, because I get somebody in trouble with the throat at some stage there.
Yeah, someone close to me.
Yeah, might be a kiddie or something. Yeah. Somebody complaining of throat trouble.
Sounds like somebody better stop smoking.
Could be, you don't smoke.
I don't smoke.
And how did you go with your business? Good?
Yeah, it's been a busy day.
Busy day.
Unrewarding.
Unrewarding.
I'm a trier.
Yeah, definitely.
But you wonder if you get enough marks for trying.
Yeah. Oh, no, you'll get there, no problem. Definitely. No, I feel the future's solid. You can write to us or give us a ring anytime if you've any problems, you know. Best to ring up and that. Of course, if it's 9 o'clock here, it's 6 o'clock your time, but it's a lot cheaper on the phone, you know. If you want to ring up and ask any questions about anything in here, just ring up. Say it's Perth, so we won't hold you up too long in the line, but, you know. But no, I feel it's pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We might have you in the West.
I'll give you